is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think the Colts are just a little bit better than the Texans. And we said that they're pretty close, and we give a coaching edge to the Colts. I think that's about what it is. I mean, these teams are pretty close, but the Colts are a little bit better because they're better coached.
I think that's the case. I also think you never want to use injuries, but the reality is the things that the Texans do well on defense, like Deshaun Gibson's been really good against tight ends. Well, he's out, and suddenly they've got good tight ends. You can't guard them. It's back to what you were last year. They didn't have a player who could do that. But it really was important for the Astros to win that particular game so that you could line it up with Cole, Verlander, Greinke in the first three games.
Yeah, I think it was it almost couldn't have worked out better not having to pitch Cole in a Game 7 situation, because now we get Cole Scherzer in Game 1, which is ideal.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3 here at Tight Ends in League City. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. That's the way to do it. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message if Aaron likes it or read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Del V2, as Del is out here with us. John Granato is out here until 7:30 buying Coors Lights for people. So how cool is that? Okay, I just saw something on your list that makes it totally ridiculous.
This isn't my list.
Okay, but you go ahead with it.
So this is the list that Rolling Stone made of the greatest singers of all time. And I pulled up an article with the head, and it's from theroot.com.
Yeah.
Black News, Opinions, Politics, and Culture. It's a site that I regular. Don't worry about it. Black Twitter demands answers after Rolling Stone's colonized list of the 100 greatest singers of all time resurfaces. So this list came from 2008.
Oh, okay.
And apparently Twitter recently got a hold of it again, and a whole new generation of people saw this. And
well, there really hasn't been any great singers since 2008.
There's some anger.
Okay.
And one of the people, the reason why Chris Cornell is trending, because he's left off the list.
How many did they list?
100.
That's dumb. That is just dumb. Chris Cornell's top 10 in my book, top 20 in anybody else's.
And it says, while black luminaries such as Stevie Wonder, Aretha, and Marvin Gaye received their just due amongst the top 10, which Aretha is number one, Ray Charles is number two. I mean, there are more black people than white people in the top 10.
Yeah, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye,
yeah,
Stevie Wonder, James Brown.
Yeah, the black delegation is well represented in the top 10. Apparently further down the list, there is disrespect going on. Mariah Carey came in at number 79. Luther Vandross, 54. Whitney Houston, 34. And just who amongst these legendary voices does Rolling Stone claim is superior? Those would be artists like Neil Young, Iggy Pop, and Bob Dylan. All noteworthy songwriters in their own right, but better singers. Are you high? And you wonder why we have high blood pressure. That's referring to...
They're right about Dylan. Listen, I love Dylan, but he's got one of the worst voices in all of music.
So that's all the
Neil
the
Young.
Anger.
Okay. Well, I saw...
Old man, look at my life. That he's not a very good singer either.
No, he's really not. He sounds a little. He's got a little bit of that Kermit in him.
Keep and they put some searching like, for there's a some, heart of gold.
There's some singers on here that I'm like, really?
That well, the fact that Freddie Mercury is like 19 is a complete and utter joke. 18,
yeah.
Excuse me. That is the greatest voice in music ever. Period. I mean, Aretha's pretty damn good too. I can make a case for her.
I mean, Kurt Cobain is 45.
Well, how is Chris Cornell not on the list? That's just a dumb list, and everyone responsible should feel shame.
Your favorite singer is number 64, Axl Rose.
That's about right, probably. Axl had a unique voice.
For whatever
does.
Reason, Joe Cocker, they
asterisked
to the first four letters of his last name. I don't know why they did that, but it's very interesting.
Steven Tyler is 99. Listen, that's another guy. Love the band.
99 Problems, but my lips ain't one.
Oh, yeah. His voice is. Mm-hmm. So
now, no, that's not fair, because old school Steven Tyler, like Dream On Steven Tyler, that was a good voice.
Hmm. Some of us know, where's Ann Wilson on that list? That's a good one.
I don't know. I mean,
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, yeah.
Come on. Oh, geez.
I don't see Ann Wilson on this list.
That's an oversight. She's got a magnificent voice.
Stevie Nicks is 98. I think that's a little bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that list sucks.
Well, I didn't make the list.
But you brought it up. You brought it to the show. That's what you get on me when I bring a list to the show that sucks. So
I was just trying to figure out why Chris Cornell was trending on Twitter.
And then you brought on the list. So
the list was made in 2008, too. Well, but I think now...
Well, to be fair...
Rolling Stone is going to have to... they're going to have to redo this list.
Maybe so. Yeah. Although, I mean, what's happened in music since 2008 that would put somebody on the list?
I don't know. They can just say, listen, the guy who wrote this list before died, and now we're going to make a good list.
Well, that's a little... Oh, well. We shouldn't be giving that any love. Hey, you want to talk a little college football? We haven't had a chance to do that. Well, we're already at break, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I love good music lists.
15. Robert Plant was 15, John.
That seems...
The highest ranking white person, Elvis Presley. He comes in third. I think this list is horrible.
Yeah, well, Bob Dylan's not a top 10 voice.
Top 10? Are you crazy?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the guy's one of the most amazing songwriters, but that's not what the list is, right? It's singers. Steve Perry's pretty good, voice-wise.
I don't think Black Twitter should be too upset. There's only three white people in the whole top 10. Now, as a white person, I'm upset that Bob Dylan is one of our three representatives in the top 10.
The fact that Freddie Mercury's not in there is
it's just... Elvis Presley 3, John Lennon 5, Bob Dylan 7. I don't know. That's not great.
I respect Lennon.
Shame.
But does Lennon deserve to be above Freddie Mercury? No.
No.
So, all right, guys. Well... I'll tell you, there's one list where there's a number one, and there's no discussion. And that's the best poker room in the city, and that's Lions Poker Palace. And how about this? You can get in tonight, and they got a tournament, starts at 6:30, $80, $3,000 guaranteed. And if you're just saying, oh, man, I won't get there by 6:30, that's okay. You can late register up to 8:55. And they have the best deal in the city. They never... want to rip off their players. They want to take care of their players. They do it better than anybody. George and Najib and Mr. Lyon, their players themselves, they get it. Cash games, only $10 per hour. And the first 60 cash players before 11:45 a.m. play free all day and get a free meal.
Yeah, and the food is great, by the way. BYOB to this place, which is awesome. They've got TVs all over the place. All the games are on all the time. Follow them on Facebook, first of all, to keep up with all the tournaments and stuff like that. But stop by and see this place for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue, right there in Houston. It's Lions Poker Palace.
You're listening to The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from tight ends in League City, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, live from tight ends in League City, where there's terrific beer, there's some really tight ends, some really good food, and some of your favorite people are here, including John Granato, Dell's here, and Nick Sherrara's here. Of course, we're here too, but they're the main events.
The big stars.
Yeah, they're all huge stars.
And Nick's Horn is here also.
Which, you know, That's you can probably ask him to see.
You can take a picture with Nick and the horn same time.
Exactly. Hey, I'm telling you, Nick's a god around here. It's like every single one of the tight ends comes up and hugs him.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, all right.
He's the bull god.
He is the bull god.
Yeah, like Kid Rock.
I know.
That's why he's growing a horn. He'll grow another one. The bull god.
Oh, God. Now I got that song going through my head. All right.
There's been a lot of discussion of the list over the break. A lot of anger.
Yeah.
Mostly coming from John Granato.
Well, honestly, I think Lamont has it right. Black and white people will never agree on music lists.
We can come together.
Well, I think he's right.
Why?
Just because we disagree. We'll never be able to come together on that. Although
I think all that black and white stuff went out the window when Run DMC and Aerosmith collaborated. Ever since then, racial relations in this country have been pretty much perfect. So I think we can really thank them.
I see.
And President Trump, right, John? He's really things. I can't believe you just had me say that out loud while we're in League City. Way to go!
Hey, Del and John, get together.
Yeah.
So I mean, if they can work out their differences,
yeah,
and then maybe it's like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky IV. If you can change and I can change, then maybe we can all change.
Del and John and Raheel and Lance, they all do a show together, and that's like one of those things that you get at Home Depot, like the paint samples. It's light to dark, all on one sheet, and all in one room. You're in the middle.
Del's just trying to fall asleep. He's paying attention to any of this. All right, let's talk a little college football.
All right.
We'll go through the top 25 first and then a couple other games. But Bama beats Tennessee 35-13. Tua hurt, though, and the guy had surgery, and he's going to be back in 2 weeks?
Yeah, apparently he'll be back for LSU. They shouldn't need him next week against Arkansas. I'm not the kind of person who likes to push a button on Arkansas with my hard-earned money.
No.
But I would not recommend betting Alabama because it looks like there's not been much of an adjustment to the point spread based on that news.
Yeah.
And I think Tua's worth quite a bit more than Vegas does.
LSU beats Mississippi State. They go into boy, I hate those damn cowbells. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But LSU probably played one of its shakier games of the season. First three times down, they have to settle for field goals.
And still covered.
They still covered.
Yeah, LSU's really good, man.
Jose Burrow sets a record for most touchdown passes in a season at LSU in 7 games.
I mean, I still have – to me, LSU right now is Oklahoma. And
yeah.
They are a team that they're going to – you're going to have to score a lot of points to beat them.
They can score, and they're better on defense than you think.
Yeah, but I still think LSU is vulnerable on defense, and we'll see how they look against when they play against a real defense. The problem is right now, I mean, in the SEC is not as strong as it's been in the past, and you know, wait till LSU's tested by a real defense, Alabama's going to be tested for literally the first time when they play LSU.
Yeah,
because
Alabama hasn't played anybody.
No, their best win to date is Texas A&M, who it turns out...
That's also Clemson's best win.
Texas A&M is not very good. Texas A&M probably got... they luck boxed a win this week, so...
How dare you, sir.
I don't know what
How
you...
How dare you disparage the Aggies?
Well, I don't know what you could be feeling about Alabama right now.
But none of the games have been close. That's the thing.
That's true.
It's just like Oklahoma. They're just raking people.
I don't have a vote, but from my eyes, the best team in the country is Ohio State. And I'm sure a Big Ten team, they'll probably disappoint come playoff time. But right now, that team, they look unstoppable.
Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma is how I would have it right now. Alabama 4.
Yeah, I think some grouping of those is probably fair.
Clemson beats Louisville 45-10. Trevor Lawrence throws another couple picks, but
they didn't look very good. Defensively, they're very good, though. They're going to stay good defensively,
and I think their defense is going to get better. They did lose a lot of guys from last year, and those guys that are out there now are very talented. They just need playing time, and they're starting to get it. Oklahoma beats West Virginia, no surprise there, 52-14. Okay,
it's hard to leave them out of that top four, too.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you say okay? You said Ohio State, Oklahoma, LSU.
No, I said Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma,
Alabama. Okay.
Alabama. That's my four right now.
Wisconsin's no longer in it.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
R.I.P.
And I didn't watch the whole game. I just saw that it was close, so I flipped over just in time to see the field goal.
I mean, it's a box score fraud game. Wisconsin should have won.
But the fact that it was that close tells you all you need to know about Wisconsin. Sorry, you can't let Illinois score that much. That was a weird game. With what I've seen of Wisconsin, and I've seen them play probably three or four games this year, and I'm like, man, maybe they are legit.
I was starting to think that, yeah. Like I said, I didn't see enough of the game to judge them on it. All I can judge is Lovie Smith's beard.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't
know.
It's weird.
Penn State 28, Michigan 21. That game be a little closer than I thought it was going to be.
But yeah, it's closer than I thought it was going to be, too. Trust me. I thought it was going to be about 8.5 points. It ends up being 7. Not way too close for my taste.
This game we were right about, Florida 38-27 over South Carolina.
Although
I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't think I was necessarily smart to say that because Florida, you talk about gifting a win. Florida kind of got gifted that win by the referees. That's a I don't know what to think of Florida. I still don't know what to think of South Carolina. I don't think that they're I don't think they were good enough to beat Georgia. I do think they were good enough to beat Florida. So it's funny how that works out, but
speaking of Georgia, they weren't that impressive in beating Kentucky 21-0.
Well, I mean, you pitch a shutout, but yeah, you
but offensively, like they're the last 2 weeks they've been pretty bad.
Yeah,
Auburn over Arkansas 51-10, nothing really.
Oh
there.
My God, Arkansas throwing an interception on a fake punt.
Oh, if you haven't seen that, the worst punter, fake punt.
He does
ever.
like he's inbounding the ball. It's like an overhead pass right to the Auburn defender.
And the guy was throwing to wasn't even looking for it, so no. It goes right to the Auburn guy, and he runs it back for a touchdown.
Dude, it's funny that Chad Morris, I hate to say that a guy who's made it to that level isn't a good football coach, but maybe Chad Morris is a better high school football coach than an SEC football coach because he's completely overmatched at this level.
Actually, the two best highlights of the weekend were that horrible fake punt attempt and the schooner turning over and exploding. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty good.
As someone who's had to watch that schooner run all over the field millions of times over the years, no one was hurt, but it was a pretty funny highlight, too. It's just the horses just kept going, too. It's like, hey, great, we're light now. We can go.
Well, it's funny. Those horses, their cart flips over, and they don't die. It's Santa Anita horses just die. I mean, come on, Fred.
That was uncool. Oregon over Washington, 35-31.
Maybe two of the top quarterbacks are going to be taken in the draft. I actually thought this would be more of a defensive game. Oregon let Washington get in there early, and they were kind of playing catch-up, and they were able to beat them in the end. Oregon is one of those teams. I don't really know what they are right now. I do know that they're 5 seconds away from being undefeated, and we'd be talking about them possibly being a playoff team, but I'm not convinced on them. I had been until this showing. Giving up 31 points to Washington is sort of alarming to me.
Yeah, but that might be their last chance to lose, too.
It might be.
Utah beats Arizona State 21-3. And this one was interesting because we talked with Brad about it a lot, and I was kind of on the Utah side. And then after talking to him, I just backed off the game because he mentioned how Herm Edwards' teams never – get blown out.
Pull up the passing stats for Arizona State. I don't have it up, but I see you're right there, so you can pull it up. And you tell me if you can win games with those stats.
4 of 18 for 25 yards.
Okay.
No, that's how
I'm just going to put it out there. You can't win. And we're not talking about a triple option team.
No. Nope.
That if you throw 18 passes in a game and you gain 25 yards, that's not good enough to win. I'm sorry.
This one pretty much ends Boise State's any shot at a Year's Six.
They were in the driver's seat for
Yeah,
that.
They were. And now, to be honest, I don't think they get in over a two-loss American team with their schedule. But they lose to BYU and something called Mitt Romney playing quarterback for BYU. Or Baylor Romney. I get confused.
Yeah.
But I was wrong about that game. I thought Boise would go in and take care of business. And, nope, they did not. Texas.
Oh, my God.
Almost loses to Kansas.
Dude. Texas is such a mess right now. Imagine there are people who thought that Texas was legitimately a national championship contender coming into the season.
You should feel shame about that,
AJ.
Oh,
boy. I mean, defensively, they're just a mess. They can score, yeah. But they are not a good football team.
Baylor beats Oklahoma State. This is one I was on the wrong end of, and I still don't buy Baylor.
I'm so mad because I let you and Brett, and not just you two, but a bunch of smart people were like, oh, Oklahoma State's the easy side. And I was like, okay. I usually just kind of – it was a stay-away game for me. I let myself get talked into making a bet. And that bet wasn't even close. I mean, they got blown out at the end of that game. And that quarterback,
well, it was
Sanders is he's a trash can. That's a walking turnover.
Yeah. Well, they had they basically gave away 14 points. They were in the game, and then
Sanders started turning it over.
And it sucks because they may have the best running back in the country, and you know that game just did not go anywhere near the way I thought it would.
And they might not win another game this season.
They may not. Their schedule's not easy. SMU beats Temple 45-21. Not really a surprise there. Minnesota beats Rutgers. Cincinnati.
Rutgers is so bad.
Yeah.
That's another team.
Easy team to fade every week.
When you look up their stats, it's like, oh, they play Big Ten football there?
Ooh. Cincinnati beats Tulsa pretty easily. Doesn't cover, though. Vanderbilt over Missouri, 21-14.
That's an odd one, too.
Can we just stop pretending like Missouri's any good?
And they were appealing the NCAA decision because it looked like they were good enough to play for the SEC championship, and now the SEC is going to be, oh, yeah, you guys win that appeal. Go on, you can play. Yeah. Oh, you didn't make it? Oh, sorry.
Oh, darn.
But yeah. Kelly Bryant said they got off the bus there at Vanderbilt, and he's like, there was no energy, just a total flat spot. That's a really bad loss. Vanderbilt's not good.
Iowa over Purdue, 26-20.
About right.
Yeah, and then my big play of the weekend was Memphis -4.5 against
they showed up.
Tulane. And I knew they were going to after last week. They were going to crush somebody's soul.
That's easily the best game I've seen Memphis play this year. Yeah. And probably the worst game I've seen Tulane play. That's a recipe for a blowout.
Yep.
And your Cougs could not get the cover.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, that was one of the – I was probably one of the five people who actually watched that entire game. That was such bad football. I mean, UConn
– I know this is like a take-a-year-off thing that Dana Holgerson's doing.
No, but you're supposed to stomp a hole in that team.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this is what happens with bad football teams. Wide receivers are running wide open for touchdowns. You overthrow them by 20 yards. That's what UConn did. They get penalties at the wrong time. If UConn's quarterback had any accuracy whatsoever, and of course he's a freshman, got a nice arm, then they put up 40 points on that team. It was really ugly. I mean, I was embarrassed to the point that I went and changed shirts and no longer wore my UH shirt. Well, okay, I'm lying about that, but it was just a brutal game to watch.
All right, guys, I got to say about Triangle Energy, and if you are in the market for a new electricity provider, please consider Triangle. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide you with simple fixed rates, no hidden fees. You're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use, and you'll receive a weekly usage update. So you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even goes out. You can lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months. Avoid the rate hikes. Lock it in now. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. And they're also offering a discount to our listeners. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up. You'll save even more dough. What are you waiting for? 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. Get with Triangle Energy today and see why they are the best energy company in the business. PUCT license number 10064.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at tight ends in League City. And all the gangs here, come on out. This place is hopping. Be a great place to watch.
Why didn't Lance and Raheel come? Why didn't Joel and Barry come? Why didn't Charlie Polillo come?
I don't think those guys like us, AJ.
You know,
I don't know why. I think we're lovable.
There's team players, and then there's those guys. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I'm not commenting.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything, but Dell kind of had to be here.
No, Dell volunteered for this job. Dell actually asked. He's like, you know, that place is pretty close to my house. It'd be really cool if I could do that. And Dell, I can't hear you with these headphones on. But, yeah, Dell was really excited about this.
I want to thank Tight Ends for having us out here. This is a really cool place. Come watch the game tonight. Come watch the Astros. And guess what? The weather's just gotten nice again. We had a nice patio out here. You can go get your patio on.
Okay, we need to discuss the Astros roster for the World Series.
Okay.
And what changes will be made to it.
Okay.
We have to assume that – who do you think is going to be added? I assume Miley's going to be added.
Yeah, I know nobody wants to see Wade Miley again now, but I think he's had enough time. I think you need a lefty, and he might – you know, I think he wore down at the end of the season. Maybe this break has helped him. So, yeah, I'd like to see him on there.
I think obviously Hinch doesn't want to use Rondon. I mean, that's like worst case scenario. I think he's lowest in the trust house. And Brian Abreu's probably second lowest in the trust house. I assume those guys are off. I don't know where Kyle Tucker is in the trust house. It can't be very high.
They haven't really used him. And I'd like to see him play one game.
And in a National League game, I think Miles Straw should be on this roster. I'm telling you, I know he's a one-trick pony.
I agree, but that's a good trick.
It's a really good trick. And
I mean, think about how many times you could have used him against the Yankees. There were several opportunities where he had guys on second base. And
it's different against the Yankees because how often – I mean, you don't want to pull a guy all the way out of the game. But in the National League, when you're going to be moving your line, your double switches, things like that, it makes sense.
Agreed.
So I think that he should make the roster. I think Rondon should not make the roster. I don't know how many more changes are made.
See, I kind of feel like if Rondon's in the game, you're probably in a bad spot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're either way down or you're in the 17th inning of a game.
And here's another problem that sorted itself out. We were all talking about, well, if the Astros make the World Series, what about putting Yordan in the outfield? How much is that going to hurt the defense? You don't have to worry about it. Yordan is probably going to take 3 days off at this point.
And probably should.
I'm assuming he'll play game one and two, and unless he has some sort of outburst in game one and two, I don't think you even have a decision to make. I think you go with the best defensive outfield alignment that you can. I mean, I'm not saying bench Springer for Mariznick, but Mariznick Springer, Brantley, and Reddick is probably going to be your best shot in the outfield versus putting out a guy like Alvarez who has just proven he's not going to provide you anything with his bat.
I think at some point, and there's not really another option on the roster, so you've got to keep trotting him out there.
Unless you want to try Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, that would be the only other one.
At this point, I might try Kyle Tucker. I mean,
I might give him game one. And
but then I guess you're also saying, Kyle Tucker, I know you've had like 30 at-bats this year. Now go hit off Max Scherzer. That's not really ideal.
No.
But I don't know. They're in a tough spot with Yordan, and they're trying to drop him in the order. There's only so much you can do.
You mean Tyler White, Alvarez?
I'll be honest, it looks like that. I mean, his at-bats are not competitive at-bats. He's flailing at the ball. He looks lost. And, you know, I think the Astros – I did some radio today in a couple markets asking about the World Series, and I think that between Yordan, Correa, Springer – two of those guys really need to step up and have a series. Because I know Springer, timely hits. Correa had some timely hits. Overall, though, those guys were disappointing.
Yeah, they've had long stretches of nothing.
So I think two of those three guys really need to get into a groove. Altuve, you know what you're going to get from him.
You know what? Bregman needs to get it going, too.
Yeah, Bregman probably needs to be better. Right now, the guys that are in that lineup that you know are going to be there every day and you know are going to have success – Altuve, you know, is going to have success. And Michael Brantley, I mean, at least so far, you know, is going to have success. So
I think they're going to have to be better offensively than they were against the Yankees.
And
which isn't easy to do because now you're playing against better starting pitching. But the Nationals' bullpen, so we were talking about the bullpen against the Rays, bullpen against the Yankees, and how the Yankees and Rays both had an advantage in the bullpen, at least on paper. On paper, the Nationals have a horrible bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awful. So the problem is you've got to get past Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin and these guys to get to them. But their bullpen is very, very beatable. So if the Astros can get in, if they're in close games late, they can make some noise.
Yeah, and I think they'll get to a couple of these pitchers. I mean, every time we think that, okay, well, they can't hit this guy, they'll get to somebody. So, all right.
Big Aggie Steve said, if you told me in August that having Greinke bat for Yordan was an offensive improvement, I would have said you're nuts. But
yeah, well.
Yeah, that might be the move.
All right, have Greinke DH.
Maybe Greinke can pinch hit for Yordan late in the game. That's possible.
All right, what do we have here?
All State, the best, Fred. You know that. And hopefully it's going to cool down again soon. It cooled down for like 3 days, and we were all excited. Unless you had leaky windows, then you're not excited because then your house is cold. Now you got to crank up the heat. You don't want to do that. Before fall gets here, make sure your windows are energy efficient. Invest in your home. Invest in beautiful quality windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. The end of summer sale going on now. They've got Storm Force windows designed for impact for all weather. You can save up to 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. Think what you could do with 40% of your energy bill every month. They've got senior discounts. They've got military discounts. And no payments for 2 years. 25% off all window packages when you tell them AJ Hoffman sent you. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years. Remember, if you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. Dismantle up, I know how to handle up. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tie the club up. Took your bitch out the game, I had to suck. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Pro Dunk Hoops, why would you have some regular-ass gold? Your kids are going to be embarrassed because it's going to be rusted out and crooked in a couple years, and you're going to be like, Dad, why are you such a cheapskate? Why don't you give me the thickest gold on the market? Why don't you give me the tempered glass backboard so when it's cracked, it can just get replaced for free instead of being this eyesore in our front yard? Guys, Pro Dunk Hoops, this is where it's at. ProDunkHoops.com, the best goals on the planet. 4 different designs. They'll fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable one. They've got you covered. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet because that's what your kid wants. Your kid wants to be able to make goals. It's no fun if he goes out there and he can't throw it up all the way to the rim. Make your kids get your kids outside, get them having fun. Pro Dunk Hoops is the way to do it. Get your new Hoops goal today. You can see all the dunks, all the Pro Dunk Hoops goals at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822. Pro Dunk Hoops.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment out here at tight ends in League City. Nice crowd. And I want to thank tight ends for having us out here. Always enjoy coming down here. And a couple other people to thank. I want to thank Dell for jumping in here and helping out. And Coors Light for bringing John Granato out here.
Climb on, brother.
The legend that is John Granato. Because he's John Granato.
Yeah, it was nice having John here. It legitimized our operation.
Yeah, it almost made us look like we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
Just by having him sit here.
Yeah.
Because he's that big of a legend.
Now, John has pretended this whole time not to know us.
Yeah, that is true.
But that's understandable.
Yeah. He did give me a Coors Light, though. That was to get me to shut up. So. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Okay, let's start with sometimes, and I think it's piggish to rate women on a scale of 1 to 10.
You mean we only do that like 4 times a week.
But I want you to rate this one 1 to 10.
1, maybe 2.
I think that's a firm 1.
I mean, it's not a an attractive. I mean, it's a mugshot.
There's not enough alcohol.
There's always enough alcohol. But
I don't
think
so.
There is for me.
Would you ever, Nick? What about in Vegas after like 20 shots? It's almost impossible.
It's easy for you to say, but wait until it happens. We've all woken up next to a one at one point or another.
Well, this woman, Lynette Stewart, was on the side of the road, and she waved down an officer. Officer, officer, please, I've run out of gas, and I need a ride. And he was kind enough to give her a ride as well as a gas can. And when they got back to the car, he ran the plate and realized that the car had been stolen. So this woman who stole a car waved down a cop to get her gas.
Not wise.
Well, see, now when you throw in the intellect or lack thereof, she's a zero. Did you forget your truck?
Yeah, my laptop just died. But I don't know the names in the last story, but I do know the story because it's another person who told on himself with the cops. So dude gets into a disagreement with his customer, and his customer happens to like to buy meth. And during this heated discussion, the owner of the establishment shoots the customer. The customer is always right, but sometimes you have to shoot him, apparently.
Right.
And customer dies, and the guy calls the cops. Listen, there's been a shooting at my place of business. And the officer's like, well, why did you shoot him? We had a disagreement. Well, what was the disagreement about? He owed me money for drugs, and he was trying to get more drugs. I couldn't let him get away with that. Apparently, that's not recognized as self-defense. And I'm not sure why, because it's a known rule. If you owe, you can't get a forward on your next batch.
Dumbass!
I mean, you can get a forward if your balance is zero and you're a trusted customer. But you don't get a second batch when you're already in the hole. That doesn't make any sense. It's like taking out a marker at the casino. It's just bad business, man. But also shooting your customer is probably bad business, too. Because now that guy's never going to buy meth from him again for two reasons. One, he's dead. Two, that guy's now in jail. So there's no more meth sales. And that's a dumbass report.
I've got one for you that we can tack onto the end here.
A quickie?
A quickie, yes. Dr. Malad Shakur has been found guilty of illegally dispensing opioids to a patient over...
Is this that Tupac guy's brother?
No. Because he's in Pennsylvania. Well, maybe he is. Over a three-year period. Apparently, he traded opioid prescriptions for sex and sexually explicit photos and texts.
Yeah.
Which, not wise, guys, because...
That's a crime?
Guys.
You go to jail for that. He testified during the trial that opioids are like candy and that 10 or 20 will not hurt you.
So you're telling me I can sell drugs for money and then buy sex.
Right.
But I can't just cut out the middleman?
Or middle woman. Either one.
Dumbass.
That's ridiculous. The laws in this country are just absurd.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, we need libertarians more than ever. I'll be honest.
All right. That is going to wrap things up. Once again... Thanks to Tight Ends for having us out. Thanks to everybody who came out today. A lot of blitzers showed up. Great job back in studio from Aaron. Great job by Adele. We'll give both of them an A+. We'll give Hoffman an A+. John Granato gets an A+.
Climb on, brother.
Just because we have to bring the average down to normal, I'll give myself a D. So we'll do it again tomorrow. I hope everybody enjoys the game tonight.
Nick gets 3 thumbs up.
And Nick's got a lot of thumbs up. I think maybe 4, considering the way the women love this guy. All right. That's it. Sorry. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.